A scholar of Jewish mysticism suggests that the quintessence of mysticism is unity with God, which in Jewish tradition can be called Dvekut. This scholar identifies three kinds of Dvekut. There is one form in which the knower and the known become one. This is a function of mind, of head. There is another form in which one's will and actions become God's. That is a function of the hands. There is a third form of Dvekut, and this is prayer, a function of the heart. Some people find unity with God by using their head. Some find it by using their hands. Some find it by using their heart. I believe that Yudit Felagi was among the few whose Dvekut, whose cleaving to God, was by means of all three. With her head, Yudit discerned what was true and what was sham, and she urged us toward truth. A natural feminist, she stood for women's rights in any situation, be it in family or society. A true Ohevet HaBriot, one who loves humanity. It was not enough for Yudit to enjoy the beauty of Guatemala's Lake Atitlan, set a mile high amongst three volcanoes. She and David discovered Atitlan and the town of Panajachel 30 years ago on a trip around the world. And they stayed there for many weeks, ultimately to return annually with their children, but not simply for enjoyment. She and David saw to it that Zach and Kai attended an international school, a peace school. She became involved in uplifting the life of the everyday Guatemalan, working to improve the lot of infants and families. She became a student of the actual way of life of the people, the culture, growing in unity with them, even as she and David also came to know the Norte Americanos and others who lived there in the winter and all year long. With her active intellect, Yudit did not fear to speak her mind. She could confront, discuss, confront some more, and cause people to question their own presuppositions, prejudices, and cultural norms. She did not do so to destroy, but to unify, to build, and to repair human relationships, trying to carry us to a higher level of humanity, a level just that much closer to God. She could do this with words. She could do it with symbols. When Zach had his bar mitzvah, Yudit and David arranged to have all the kippahs made in Guatemala, and I imagine that others, like me, saved them and thought about what it meant to wear a meaningful Jewish religious garb designed and created by Guatemalan Indians. In the area of her personal health, I think her mind helped her to cling to God for support. Yudit went through many surgeries, and somewhere along the way, somewhere in her mind, she decided she would not complain, would not become visibly dispirited. She made the decision for her own sake and for that of her family, truly a decision to let mind rule over matter. So in many respects, we can say that Yudit drew near to God through the workings of her mind, her intellect. But when we touch the divine through willed actions, such a person is said to be using their hands to reach God. And I cannot think of anyone who used her hands more effectively in this manner than Yudit. In school, Yudit never took notes because she was too busy crocheting during class. Her work as a textile artist remained consistently creative and fascinating throughout her life. She loved the color and the skill of the Guatemalans, but she could add a fillip here, a touch there, and suddenly a piece of native craft became a fashion statement. Her wares were displayed with those of many friends at craft shows throughout the land, and as well, her hands and arms were open to welcome visitors from any corner of the world and to make them to feel at home. And for the children, the impress of her hand made every kid's party unique and memorable. The beauty of her home garden also resulted from the work of her hands. And may we count, if you will, feet as part of this devekut that depends on action. Judith and David, along with the children, went annually to dance camp. Judith learned African dance, hip-hop, and many more varieties of dance through which she expressed her soul. Dance camp became a place where all the family drew closer together in discovery, not only through dance, but in sharing handiwork and in sharing ideas. Judith always sought community. And at camp, just as in Montreal and in Panajachel, she helped to create community too. As much as Judith approached the holy through the exercise of her mind, that much also did she do so through her hands. It was at dance camp that Judith encountered spirit song, and perhaps that exemplifies above all her journey toward the divine through the heart. Judith learned that wisdom and insight could suddenly come through words, music, and the song that God produced within her heart, and which came flowing through her lips and tongue. Early in this part of her journey, she opened to sing, and words came out. She tried it, just tried it, and the words came out in Hungarian. And the voice of her mother saying, "I'm with you, I'm always with you. Dance, just dance, just dance." Over time, deep spiritual insights emerged for her, which she wrote down, and some of which you have heard read today, and which can, for you, Kai and Zach, be a heritage of inspiration that you may turn to from time to time.